Hi, good afternoon. My name is Luis.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Luis. I am calling from the Tax Relief Center. Return a call that you made to get more information about if you qualify for a payment plan for IRS debt or some state tax problem. Do you speak with anyone at our company to obtain that free information, ma'am? Hello?
You say you're calling for the...
Tax Relief Center. Yeah, let me try again. Tax Relief Center. I am calling from the Tax Relief Center.
Oh, okay. No, I'm fine with it.
You don't have any IRS or some state tax problem? Because basically this is the reason of the call. We can help you to reduce or eliminate.
That's why I say to you, I know that a lot of people, they're looking at me. I've been receiving letters that, oh, we can help you with your lien. But I'm already started. I'm in the end of it. I'm finishing it. They even stop it.
Oh, okay. In that case, you don't have any IRS or state tax problem. If I understood, it's clear.
Yeah, because, you know, before my husband passed, away. But
oh,
I don't know No problem there. So I don't know what he was doing. And then after he died, that's the time all this problem come up. And then they say to me, oh, you're owing IRS, you're owing so much money. Like, it was like 8,000 something. So all along, I'm not answering them. I was busy with him because he was dying.
Uh-huh.
But after that, say, everything come out. And from there, of course, I was stressed. The one person helped me, the IRS forgave me. So they say it's an innocent spouse because I didn't know nothing. All right, now the other people, the state, that's them. They said we need our money. We need the 8,300. You need to pay us. You saw the money. You ate the money. You know, like pointing. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to do, what is right. But at the same time, in the end of it, I've been receiving letters, like 12 a day. So I asked the guy, you have my case, my case, his name is John, on the state. He said to me, Cecilia, John, is that your letter? What I have to do? Because now there's these people say, oh, I can help you with I can help you with the money. We can help you to pay it down. John say, don't even look at those people, Cecilia. When my letter from IRS come, you will know it from the state. I say, okay. And exactly, when I receive that letter, you can see it's different. You don't say it's another company. It's from IRS. And I called John, did you send me? John say, yes, I did send you. So I've been paying and paying little by little. Right now, I was left with like maybe 2,000 or 3,000. So, but they stop it. They tell me to wait. And they're talking about the refund. I have to get the refund. That's what I'm waiting now. I don't know what refund have to do with life because I'm really, really don't have. I just want to, you know, I want to be out of this problem. I'm tired. You know, when you
Pull
freedom and be done with it. But now they stop it. Well, I was on maybe 2,000 or 3,000 to pay them. They told me I don't owe them nothing. It stopped. But they say they have to refund me. So I don't know where that refund going, what's going on. And I talked to John, and John says, Cecilia, you have to wait.
Okay.
Now you're going to receive you're going to receive checks from IRS and from us. So I don't know what's going on. And I'm not going to even touch it. If I don't want nothing, I'm scared of problems. I don't want.
I'm so sorry for interrupting, ma'am, but we are not IRS. We are a different company. The reason of the call, ma'am, we can provide information, just information, how you can handle that kind of problem, right? Or maybe you want to a payment plan or something like that, just to explore option. This is the reason of the call.
Yeah.
Because the debt is more than $5,000 or less.
Yeah. I know, Papa. Thank you so much because it's already done. It's already paid.
Then
they told me to stop. So if I was still going, I will listen, you know. They say, okay, so do you think you can help me? Yes. But it's already stopped. They tell me to stop.
Okay. Understood. Yeah.
So
I'm so sorry to hear. Yeah, go ahead.
what I wanted to say. Maybe they didn't move my name on the public. They didn't move my address yet. That's why people still see me. They still taking pictures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I'm so sorry to hear that about your husband. And I'm going to remove the phone number of the list, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. Thanks for your patience, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
My God.